We're going to take a look at a 15-year-old story that drew millions of listeners to a new podcast last year. Most of our listeners and viewers are probably familiar with Serial from the producers of This American Life. In case you're not, reporter and host Sarah Koenig reopened the case of Adnan Syed, who was convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend, Haemin Lee, largely through the testimony of Jay Wilds. Wilds claimed that he helped dispose of the body after Syed threatened Jay's girlfriend and promised to tell police about his drug dealing. Well, Serial ended after 12 episodes last month, with Koenig unwilling to exonerate Syed, but she did say that holes in Jay's testimony led her to believe that the teenager shouldn't have been convicted. Koenig and her producer tried to interview Jay at his home in California.
We did not warn Jay we were coming, which is not the gentlest reporter move, I know. But I thought we'd have the best chance of success if we met him face to face, so we could make our case for why we wanted to talk to him, and he could have a better sense of who we were and what we were about. But because it's also sort of a dick move to show up at someone's door like that, Julie and I were nervous. I am so hyped up. Listening back to the tape, I wanted to give myself a Xanax.
But I feel super excited to talk to him, like so excited to talk to him, I can't tell you. Like if this works, and he knows everything we want to know. Every question we've had for the past 8 months, 7 months, he knows it. And whether or not he tells us is a different thing. But you know what I mean? Like, he's like, there's a treasure chest of answers that we've been looking for this whole time, and he has it.
Jay Wilds did let them in, but he refused to give a taped interview, and it was one of the biggest missing pieces of the Serial podcast. Well, last week, the online news source The Intercept scored a coup. Jay gave an interview to reporter Natasha Vargas Cooper. In it, he changed his account once again, and he accused Koenig of harassing him and creating an evil stereotype of him. Well, that's not the impression you might get from the emails that Koenig sent Jay, as well as her public offer to create another episode of the podcast if Jay was willing to talk to her. Meanwhile, convicted killer Adnan Syed has another appeal hearing scheduled this month, and we'll see whether Jay's interview with The Intercept or other information to come forward in recent months will lead to a new trial. I want to focus, though, in our last couple of minutes on the media aspects of this. And Ernest, I'll start with you. At the very least, if you look at the emails and if you look at the podcast, Koenig was trying to shine a light on some really big problems in our society with the criminal justice system. Eyewitness testimony, police and prosecutorial misconduct, potentially, reasonable doubts. So say a little bit about that.
Well, I think what this basically shows is that, at least to me, is that if you have a very good attorney who understands the system, then you're probably going to have a better outcome with the criminal justice system. If you don't, then you run into these issues because prosecutors are going to do whatever they can to try to win that case. And sometimes they step over the line. And you can say the same thing about the law enforcement as they're investigating it. And then once you get into the appeals process, some things are accepted, some things aren't. So it's I think the criminal justice system is a lot more complicated than what we see on TV and what we read in books and that sort of thing. And a lot of, more than often, people just don't really understand it. This sort of opens it up a little more to the public about, here's some of the flaws with the system that can really, really hurt both sides.
And briefly, Bob, let's talk a little bit about the practice. I mean, Sarah Koenig had tried to contact Jay through a variety of different ways. He wouldn't respond. So they showed up at his house. They didn't get the interview. He accused them later of sort of ambushing them and basically saying that, you know, they did a hit job on him. From what you've been able to see from reading some of the background material, is that a fair criticism?
I don't think it's a fair criticism. Obviously, if they tried to get in touch with him through conventional means and he still wouldn't want to talk to them, I don't see anything wrong with a reporter knocking on the door and saying, look, here I am. This is your chance. Let's talk. And if he thinks that that constitutes ambushing at your own home, I don't know that that's an ambush. When I think of an ambush, I think of somebody strolling up to you when you're on the street and saying, buttonholing you Mike Wallace style, you know, like we used to see in the early days of 60 Minutes. But knocking on your door, that's not an ambush.
Well, and clearly the podcast has, and all this controversy surrounding it the last couple of weeks, has really raised the stakes, Ernest, for podcasting and what Serial is going to do for its next enterprise.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, people are really gravitating toward this, and I think part of it is because they can actually listen to it whenever they want to and follow along to hear what the next thing is going to be. I mean, it has that kind of stick-to-itness.